Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Splash.
Yeah, I got Stephanie up from Local Splash. So I don't know, do I talk to the other person or do I speak to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on the line with a Local Splash representative now?
Yeah, what's her name? What is her name? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we'll speak to you, Stephanie. Stephanie.
Yes.
How are you, love?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm not good, sweetie. This is what happened.
Uh-huh.
My grandbaby was born with cancer. She is 4 years old. Okay. Last week, we had to go to New York. We've been going through hell and back. I don't mean to share my personal life, but I have to. My name is Ivy. My husband's name is John Jace. Okay, so where we always pay since 5 years, we always pay the advertisement up ahead of time, like 5 days before, 4 days before. One of the checks froze the account, and one of the transactions froze the account. So we had to wait till it unfroze. When it unfroze, that was Tuesday. The young lady asked my husband very clearly, is it the same number? Is it the same ending the number on the credit card? Yes. We gave her the payment. The next thing you know, yesterday at 3 in the afternoon, someone called for an appointment or to ask about pricing, and it was on my husband's personal number. For some odd reason, Stephanie, they switched the number. Why would they do that? I have no idea. I never slept all night from the anxiety.
I am so sorry to hear about that.
I personally don't know how to save a phone number. They switched the number on the advertisement. The number that you just called, that's the number that's on the website. They switched it. So can you switch it back, please?
All right. Yes, we sure can make the changes.
Okay, let me put you on intercom. Because I don't even know how to do that. Go ahead. Stephanie, this is John.
Hello, this is me. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Not so good, because imagine you going home right now and everybody from Splash calling you on your personal phone.
I apologize to hear about that. Yes, we
did.
Don't
think I was yelling at you, Stephanie.
Right.
No worries. All right, so let me go ahead and check what we can do here. Although, having it updated on Google Business Profile, let me just verify with the team really quick here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Voice is how many voice could you have?
Stephanie, she asked for the payment over the phone. She asks, is it the existing number on the credit card? I don't even know how that works. I don't even have a card in my account, and I don't have one in my possession. So my husband told her, yes, ending in so-and-so, so-and-so number. How did she do this? I have no idea. We've been in with this business line since 8 years. We've been paying you guys since 5 years.
Yeah, all she has to do is listen to the record. They record everything it is.
Right.
All right, let me go ahead and check with our team really quick here and see if we can proceed with updating the phone number. Please do bear with me for a bit, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Please, Stephanie, I got full-blown panic attacks. Please, you got to fix this. I beg of you, please.
Definitely. I'll definitely check out with the team. in regards to getting this updated without, I mean, I will definitely check out if there's anything that we can do that will not trigger any re-verification as well.
Please, because I can't handle that either.
Yeah, because Google does that. That's 2-3 weeks. Shut down.
We was off one time. That's why we got with you.
We was off for 3 months, 4 months we was off.
6 months. And winds up is my aunt gave me your number. My son also is a client with you.
Right.
And we also provided 10 other people to be with you.
Great. We apologize about this, though, but rest assured, I'll definitely verify and check out what we can do to get this correct.
I don't even know how it happened. How was they able to change the number instantly and put it on there? After all those years, it's kind of weird.
Right, right. So let me just verify with the team just really quick here, okay?
Please, Stephanie, I beg of you. May the Lord bless you, please.
Definitely. Please do bear with me for a bit more. Thank you so
when
much.
When I get a panic attack, I wind up in a hospital.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to you.
By the way, I may be on silence here, but I'm just checking with a team right now.
Okay.
If you have any other questions, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Number
202-867-2111. Yeah, just, you know the business phone number. It's 202-867-2111.
The number you
right.
called me.
Yeah. Right. Yes, that's the phone number that we have on the account, and... I'll definitely further check in regards to having the phone number updated on your listings.
and John, tell them to put on automatic payment. Don't worry about it. Put it on automatic payment.
Yes. It is, because I love you on sometimes. How's it looking so far?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was actually talking. I forgot I was on mute. My bad. I'm sorry about that. But I am still checking with a team. Technically, we can update the phone number on your website and in our end. at the same time, having it updated on Google may really trigger re-verification, though.
Okay.
Although there will be a chance that it won't, but that could still be, there could still be a probability that it will trigger re-verification on your Google Business profile.
Okay. So, well, my wife heard everything, so
what?
She understood.
What? Tell me. Yeah. Tell me what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, so...
Let me think about that because she's very serious about wash dishes.
So, we can definitely update the phone number on file and in the website.
Okay.
We can also have it updated on Google or on your Google Business profile.
Please.
Although, updating the phone number on Google Business profile may trigger, or there may be a probability that it will trigger re-verification.
Wow.
There is still a chance that it won't.
Okay.
But, I mean, there is still a chance that it won't trigger a re-verification. But technically, we just wanted to set expectations still, and we don't want to give a guarantee that changing it back to your business phone number will not trigger a re-verification at all.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, as I was saying, we cannot guarantee that it will not trigger re-verification.
Okay.
So just to set expectations, we can update the phone number. That would not be a problem. But it may trigger re-verification on your Google Business profile, as we can definitely have you notified once it requires re-verification.
Okay. Okay, so this is what you do. You listening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You change the number back to the number that you're calling to, which is 202-867-2111. But if any other thing goes on, you call, you could call this number, I guess.
All right.
Now, how long does it take for the phone number to go back up?
Well, I can have the phone number to be updated within this day. I can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And then I'll definitely monitor your Google Business profile, track
it. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Trigger re-verification. Once it does, I'll definitely let you know right away.
Please. Please, Stephanie. I'm losing my mind.
Right. But rest assured, I can go ahead and have the phone number updated within this day, technically within just a few hours. So I'll go ahead and have that done now.
And repeat the number to me slowly, please.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is 202-867-2111.
Perfect.
All right. So I have already submitted a request, and as soon as the update has been done successfully, I will be reaching out to you right away. Or let me see if I can have it updated right now.
Please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie, please don't think I'm yelling at you. I'm not. It's just I got so many, you know, issues. I got bigger fish to fry. I don't know how paying the account did this. I have no idea what she was she thinking. What was she doing? I don't know. We know everybody there. We know Salette. I don't know the other gentleman's name that my son deals with.
Right. We totally apologize.
The reason that we have you is for, well, you know when those scam people call up and you're not going to, my name is Jim Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Can we update? You know, we get those all day. And then Salette tells us that other people there, Stephanie, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to interrupt your account.
Mm-hmm.
I get 25 to 30 phone calls a day from people like that.
Got it.
I need the air on. Let's see, put it up.
All right. So let's see here.
coming. And then I'll clean the windows up.
And in case we get disconnected for some odd reason, make sure you call me back at this number.
For sure, yes. I definitely will.
And, you know, everybody there tells me, and God bless them, they have. They always tell me, don't worry, we monitor the account, we make sure that there's no interruptions and all that.
Right. But yes, I'll definitely make sure to check on your Google Business profile and have you notified right away.
Okay. I'm going to give you back to John, okay, because
sure.
He knows, because I don't read and write well, okay, thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
I am just working on updating the phone number, by the way. Okay. I apologize for the wait.
Okay, it's okay.
Thank you so much.
What's your name again, hon? What's your name again, hon? What's your name again, hon? Okay,
Stephanie.
All right, thanks for all your help. You know why we're in panic? Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
For around about 5 months when this happened, before of these things, complete shutdown for 5 months. We lost everything.
Oh.
Because they do that, and then it was like a red light or something, and until we found you guys, and then you guys put us back on. But it wasn't easy, though.
Right. I totally understand how complicated it is with the verification.
It just doesn't work out for us too well.
Mm-hmm.
Google's sometimes very bad when they want to reinstate and all that, like real weird. I just don't know how could this happen, though. That's weird.
Right. It may have been updated. I changed when the account was reactivated, though. We apologize about that.
It's weird how they, after 5 years, it was only 4 or 5 days of that thing. That's weird. That's pretty big. That's pretty weird. How would you feel about that? You know, that's weird.
Definitely. I definitely understand your info.
Yeah.
We apologize about this, and we're definitely going to make sure this gets corrected as well.
Yeah.
Although, I'm sorry, I was speaking with your wife. I'm sorry. May I know what her name is?
Her name is Ivy.
Ivy, wonderful.
Okay.
All right, so I was speaking with Ivy, and I did tell her that it may definitely still trigger re-verification updating the phone number on the Google Business profile, which she said would be okay. As long as the phone number gets updated.
Okay, but everybody did what they wanted anyway.
Well, it's not okay, but you know how it is. Because you know what it is? They changed all the codes, too, for the for all that.
And
you
they even changed the phone number on the Google, too?
They changed everything. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I want to know who did this. I want to know her name.
Right. This may have been and changed when the account was reactivated, though. We totally apologize about this, but rest assured, I'll continue to monitor the Google Business profile and then have you notified right away, just in case it would trigger re-verification. And we will for sure help you out with regards to the verification process.
Wonderful.
So, what's your name?
Can I finish talking to her? You can talk to me all day afterwards.
Okay.
You can't. The magen calls man that she's an out table card to me. I don't know how from paying a bill, Stephanie, due to a baby having cancer, and we had a little problem with a check in a bank account, they changed. I don't know how. She was supposed to take the payment over the phone and shut her mouth and just go about her married day.
We totally apologize about that, Ivy.
Well, apologizing, I know you're apologizing, Stephanie. God bless you. But, you know, it's given me, I get genuine panic attacks, and I wind up in a hospital for them. I never slept last night. I got enough problems.
Right. I totally understand.
I'm so sorry, Stephanie, but this is crazy. Stephanie, I don't even have... I don't even know how to save a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry because I'm secure with these people. When it happened 5-6 years ago, we came with Hughes because Penny, my aunt, goes with you and my son Kelly.
Got it. But yes, rest assured though, I'll definitely make sure that it gets updated back, and then we will definitely, for sure, get you notified as soon as if there's anything that's needed on the verification process as far as the Google Business profile, if it may be triggered or not.
Okay.
All right. And let's see here.
I mean, I'm a loyal customer. So for a matter of 8-9 days late because of due to the baby, they made a disaster, I mean, you guys are so professional. I mean, I love everyone there that I speak to. Well, my husband speaks to, including yourself.
Thank you so much. By the way, we have successfully updated the phone number back on the Google Business profile. I'll just go ahead now and work with our website team to have it updated as well.
Okay, so how long does that take?
I'm actually communicating with them now to make sure it gets updated right now as we speak.
Okay. So you got the right number, 202-867-2111?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And not now, but next week, I'm going to have my son, I'm going to have my husband take pictures. And I'm going to have my son or my husband call you back once the place is decorated better because I would like to update some pictures. Is that okay, too?
Yes, definitely.
right now. Did the phone number change yet?
It has been changed to the on the Google Business profile, which is working with our website team right now.
Okay, I don't see that. I see my husband's personal number.
I would suggest reloading the page. I'm actually looking at the Google Business profile right now, and it already shows the business line.
No, I don't. I don't know how to save a phone number. No, I don't know how to do it. Do it on your phone. Do it on your phone. I'm sorry for your time and your trouble, Stephanie.
No worries. We apologize for this mess, actually. We're definitely going to make sure this gets updated today.
No, it's still like that.
No, it's still like that, my husband said.
All right, let me just verify here. But it already shows the business line on my end. Let me just check really quick, okay?
Okay, please. I'm still here, Stephanie. I'm come down.
Bethany, we're still here. Dad?
Yeah, so Google Business Profile phone number has been successfully updated. Our website team is now working on updating the phone number on your website. I will send you a text message with a link to your Google Business Profile, and you should be able to see their phone
number.
Okay.
I don't know how to do those kind of things, so can you send that to John's number?
Sure, definitely.
Okay, so John's number, don't change the number. To send the profile is 202,
mm-hmm.
What is the number? 840-0571. So send everything to him, the link.
All right, definitely. So the link that I'll be sending you right now is the link to the Google Business Profile. You just
He's
have to
send
click
you
on it to see that the phone number has been updated.
Okay, here, tell him that. Thank you, Stephanie. God bless you. Happy Easter.
What are you sending me?
Oh, the link to the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
So that you get to see that the phone number has been updated to your business line.
Okay. And that's it. Do I have to do anything?
Oh, no, you just need to click on the link, and then it should take you to your Google Business Profile right away.
Okay, so that's it.
Our team, or the website, is still being worked on, by the way, and our team is already working on it right now.
Okay.
Once done, I'll definitely let you know right away. It should be done in the next few minutes.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Stephanie, for everything. And sorry that we gave you a little bit of stress time.
No worries. I totally understand where you're coming from. And I understand how complicated it is to
get... Yeah, Stephanie, I got bigger fish to fry. I'm trying, to stay, obedient to God. If I could get my miracles, I'm losing my mind. I got a sick son with heart trouble. A daughter that might have colon cancer, it's too much for me for this, too.
I totally understand, definitely. No worries. And I'll definitely, once again, check on your account from time to time in regards to the verification,
please,
if that will be required.
Can you try to avoid that, please?
Right. I'll definitely... check if that will be required, and then if it is, I'll have you notified right away.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Stephanie. Have a blessed day. Happy Holy Week.
Happy Holy Week, Ivy and John. Do you want to wait for the website phone number to be updated to? Our website team is already working on that. Do you want to make sure that it gets updated?
It's updated there.
What? Say it again, honey?
Oh, do you want to wait until the website phone number is updated while we're still on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's there.
Yes. She's
got it. The link that I sent is for the Google Business Profile.
No, that's her personal thing. She said wait on the phone. Okay, he'll wait.
All right. But our team is already working on updating the website now. That should be done in
like seeing the newspaper. She sent you a copy of it. Just wait for her.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, John and Ivy.
Okay.
All right. So our team has successfully updated the phone number on the website as well.
Okay, great.
So the website already shows your business line now.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you very much.
Very much welcome.
Okay.
Thank you so much as well
and
for
have
both
a beautiful,
your time.
Beautiful Holy Week, and thank you for everything. Sorry about any of the special.
No worries. No worries.
Okay.
It's totally fine. Thank you so much for both your time.
Thank you.
And you both have a great rest of the day. Anything else that I can assist you with, by the way?
No, you did very much. You did everything for us. You did great.
All right. Thank you so much for both your time, and you both have a great Holy Week as well.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye now.